Tuesday, November 12th, 2024, City Council meeting. We always start, oh man, I forgot to see whose turn it was. Son of a gun. We always start with the Pledge of Allegiance, and I guess I will lead it this time.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Now we do the all important roll call.
Koch.
Here.
Transier.
Here.
Plocher.
Here.
Soling.
Here.
Funkhauser.
Here.
Merrick.
Ooh, okay, hold on. You can hear him online?
Merrick, can you repeat? Are you here?
Yes, okay, hold on.
So okay, we're trying to pick it up. Continue.
Chirulis.
Here.
Cornelius.
Here.
We have a quorum.
And Mr. Merrick is zooming in for work-related reasons. So he will participate in the votes. I'll just wait a moment. Well, I like that tune.
Mm-hmm. Test.
Now I can hear
you. Test. All right, Matt, can you give us another audio test? Yeah, can you hear me now? We can, thank you. All right, thank you.
Just like the phone commercial. Okay, we do have a quorum. I have no amendments to the agenda, but I understand there are some, there's several students here for, is it civics class? I always forget, civics class. And I think there's a gentleman named Cole Blanchard. Did you want to stand up for us, please? I hear you're an excellent student. I got some intel before the meeting that you would be here, and you do an excellent job, is what I'm told. Is that correct?
Excellent.
Well, thank you. So, for the school students here, now, I don't know what they all tell you in your class, but I have to tell all of you, usually the meetings are about 2 hours, but we have some extra presentations tonight, so it could be till 10:30 or 11, and I know half-price pizza ends at, I think, probably 10 o'clock at Mike and Denise's, so if you have to bust out here early, I apologize. I won't tell your teacher, but anyway, thanks for coming. Okay, now we have a couple awesome presentations, and I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Chief Jensen. We have a Distinguished Service Award for Officer Warren and Roble, and also employee recognition for Master Sam Stroop. So go ahead, Jim, take it over.
All right, Alex and Kevin, come on up. So I'm going to turn it over to Sergeant Strapp. Sergeant Strapp is the sergeant of the team that handled this call for service. I'm going to let Sergeant Strapp explain what these two officers did, and pretty incredible police work. So, all yours.
Thank you. Evening. My name is Sam Strapp. I'm one of the sergeants here at the Yorkville Police Department. Thanks for giving me a few minutes to speak about these two officers here. Oftentimes in police work, we respond to various calls for service. We don't like to use the word routine, but frequent calls for service. One of these calls are burglar alarms. We respond almost daily to burglar alarms. It was one night back in September, about 12:30 in the morning, Officer Warren Roble responded to a burglar alarm at the Countryside Veterinary Clinic off of Center Parkway in Yorkville. When they got there, they immediately noticed that there were some signs of forced entry. The air conditioning unit, window unit was pried out, and there was an open door. Without hesitation, both officers immediately entered the building. While searching the building for any signs of people inside, they immediately noticed a male walking through a hallway. Again, without hesitation, they followed the male, gave verbal commands. The male realized that he was trapped inside the building and gave up. So without incident, they took that person into custody. We call out the investigations unit. These students stopped there with the arrest. They helped investigations, which ultimately resulted in the charge of burglary, where the person was charged and taken over to the sheriff's office. So I would like to commend Officer Warren and Officer Roble for an excellent job that night. They did a great job. Give a round of applause.
mean Sam is there. All right, so we also want to recognize Sergeant Strapp, not only for his ongoing leadership with his team and within the organization, but Sam has just recently completed his master's degree with the Rural University. He completed the Master's of Public Administration from Aurora while raising kids, being a husband, working full-time, just his continued dedication to improving not only himself, but the organization. So I want to congratulate Sam on a job well done. I'm really excited.
And I need to apologize to Sam for butchering your last name, Sam. I appreciate it. Congrats. Why is this thing backfeeding so much?
All the microphones are on. I decided to immediately shut them off. It takes me a minute.
It's a loud shirt. I like that. You know, Aaron, can you get some karaoke there? We should do some holiday karaoke. That would be a good time.
Matt, can you give me an audio test again real quick?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. How about me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Great. Thanks.
Sounds good?
Yeah.
I think we should do karaoke there on the last meeting of the year. Christmas tunes, or holiday tunes, what have you. Okay, excellent. Thank you. Now, the all-important next item on the agenda, public hearings. We now have a couple public hearings. Are you ready to record?
Ready.
Okay, I will now open the public hearing for the 2024 tax levy estimate. Again, this is a public hearing. We're not voting on it tonight, but this is the public hearing. If anyone would like to speak, anyone in person would like to speak regarding the 2024 tax levy estimate, which will be assessed in 2025, or collected in 2025, please step forward, state your name, and speak.
My name is Jerry Golick. I live at 2793 Gaines Court here in Yorkville. I'm currently the president of the Colonies HOA, which is a 50-plus community, of which the majority are seniors, and the rest probably are pretty close to it. I'm also on the Senior Services Advisory Committee here in Yorkville. My understanding, you're looking to decide an increase in levy for inflationary costs versus levy only to cover the increase in EAV from new construction. The library completed paying off its bond. As a result, we want to increase citizens' levy and still lower our taxes due to the bond completion, thinking we still save money. Well, one thing needs to be considered is the homeowner's increase in EAV, which happened this year. There are many with double-digit increases in EAV, including myself at 12%. The 300,000 home mentioned against the calculation was more like 270,000 last year. It appears that homeowners now are forced to pay more taxes on higher EAV, possibly eroding any savings projected. You might say homeowners take advantage of the higher EAV, increasing the worth of their home. But many working families see their homes as a retirement factor in which they may retire with peace of mind. If forced to sell because no longer can afford real estate taxes, this negates any of their advantage to combat inflation at retirement. As for seniors already retired living in their homes, many will use the increase in homework to help them in their next phase of life, which possibly is their last phase. This is using net worth of home to help them find good assisted living, nursing care centers, or even having a reverse mortgage to pay for home health care. Increase in home net worth combats an ongoing rapid rise in all of these costs. And I can tell you the cost of some of these centers are really getting astronomical. In Kendall County, only a total income of at least $60,000 or less qualifies for a tax freeze. Many seniors make more, but as this time goes on, the $60,000 does not change. Senior Social Security only rises at approximately about 2.5% to 3% each year. Once again, eroding their ability for good living and peace of mind. These same seniors may have to rely on federal and state government to help them. My last point, I am not an auditor or financial expert, just a citizen looking at the April 30th, 2024 year-end audit review. As a whole, at a glance, it's a glowing report with positives throughout for both the present and future of Yorkville. I sincerely applaud the entire city staff and city council for their diligence in maintaining a very solid status with the city of Yorkville. As stated in 4/30/24 annual financial report, total revenue was up 17.4% to approximately $52.1 million, although expenses were up 23.9% to a total approximate expense of $37.6 million. The net gain is approximately $14.5 million to the village, to the city. The city's total government funds combined is a positive approximately $2.7 million, of which the general fund gained approximately $320,000, ending in a balance of this fund of $11.3 million. The future is bright with positive growth in number of homes started, retail, and commercial. Given these scenarios, it then begs the question of why increase resident taxes due to the inflationary costs? Does it not have funds to carry inflationary costs? As of the last report, I believe the levy increase should only cover the increased EVA from new construction. It may be small and seemingly insignificant amounts, but it all adds up in time. I want to thank you for your time and your consideration. That's what I have to say.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone else here who would like to speak regarding the 2024 tax levy estimate? Thank you. Is there anyone on Zoom land who would like to speak regarding the tax levy estimate? Okay. Thank you so much. I will ask anyone else one last chance to speak to the 2024 tax levy estimate. Okay. We are closing the 2024 tax levy estimate. I am now opening the Daniels Malinsky Yorkville Family LLLP. That's a triple LP. Annexation public hearing. Is there anyone here who would like to speak regarding the public hearing for the Daniels Malinsky annexation? Is there anyone in Zoom land who would like to speak regarding the Daniels Malinsky annexation? Nobody? I now close the Daniels Malinsky Yorkville family.
Sorry, I actually do have a.
Oh, sorry, I didn't realize that. Okay, let me back up. I don't close it.
I apologize. I have a delay there.
Don't you worry. Could you state your name and then go ahead, please?
Sure, no problem. My name is Andrew Bennett.
Thank you.
I just have one question. You know, I'm a neighbor resident in the Fox Hill area that's close by to the zoning. The one question I do have, and I think speaks to a lot of the neighbors in Fox Hill, is just regarding the property value impact of this decision. Has any analysis been done to understand the impact of the manufacturing zoning or nearby residential property values? And will the city of Yorkville, you know, compensate any homeowners if property values do decrease due to this annexation and zoning?
So this is a public hearing. You're welcome to ask questions and comment. We can take the questions and get back to you if you have multiple questions. But we're not here to do a give and take at this point. So if you want us to answer those, we can get back to you. We can get your information if you have a way to get a hold of us. Bart, what's the best way to?
He can email me. Andrew, I'm going to type my email into the chat. You can take it from there. If you want to just shoot me a quick email, I've got your questions verbally. I can respond to them after the meeting.
Sure. Yeah, no problem.
Do you have other questions or comments?
I did have just one follow-up question.
Sure.
My last, if it's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's...
Yeah, just something to consider. It kind of goes along with that. But just, I guess, what are some of the long-term plans for manufacturing development in this particular area? And, you know, if this is rezoning happens, is it likely to be followed by similar changes nearby? And just, are there any, if you know, this data center comes into play, are there any plans to just include some kind of a buffer zone or natural barrier between the manufacturing district, the data center, and the residential area, the neighbors of Fox Hill. So that concludes my questions for that. I'm just mainly interested in knowing like what barriers, buffer zones there might be put in place between the neighbors and the data center.
Okay, yeah, Bart will get you information, and if you have other questions, you can email him back. Those are good questions.
Appreciate it, thank you.
No, thank you. Is there anyone else out in Zoom land? I see there's a lot of people, maybe I missed someone else. Okay, now I will close the Daniels Malinsky family, Yorkville family, LLLP annexation hearing. We are now done with public hearings. Okay, next we have citizen comments on the agenda. Anything on the agenda that somebody would like to speak to, feel free to step forward to the microphone, state your name. Is there anyone in Zoom land who'd like to speak to anything on the agenda? Okay, we will move on. Thank you. Next, we have the consent agenda, which includes minutes from October 22nd of 24 and bills totaling $3,573,874.00. Is there a motion, Mr. Funkhauser?
I'll move.
Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Koch, welcome. Go Buckeyes. No discussion on this, I'm told. Roll call, please.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Terulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Cornelius.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Next, we have the mayor's report. And just a couple comments. If I can do it here, I guess here's a better place to do it. Now, there were some comments regarding the levy. Just want for clarification to state that the city council is not taking inflation or CPI. Isn't that correct? And the city council is, and through the library board, is actually proposing a levy that is decreased for next year. And the levy means the total taxes collected by the city. We do not control the schools or the sanitary district, the fire district. We don't control that. But the total dollars collected by the city will decrease next year. So with more properties in town, the amount the average parcel pays to Yorkville will go down. Now, I can't say if your assessment went up higher than your neighbor's, maybe that yours might not go up a little for the city portion, but the total levy collected will go down and it'll be split amongst more properties. So the Yorkville portion will go down in the average home. Again, can't speak to the others. So just a point of clarification there. And that's thanks to the city council and the staff for putting together some good information and allowing us to make that recommendation. Okay, next under the mayor's report, Tim, next Saturday or Friday and Saturday, we have some exciting things going on, correct?
Yes, we do, Mr. Mayor. It's the holiday celebration next weekend, the 22nd and 23rd.
Friday is the tree lighting.
So Friday will be the parade and the tree lighting ceremony. On Saturday, we have a business with Santa, our fun run, 5K run, and then the fireworks show.
And the Friday, the parade is at, or the parade's 6:30, right?
Yeah.
Downtown?
6:30, tree lighting right afterwards.
Yeah, all downtown along the river. And just to give an idea for the 5K, this is a previous shirt worn by the champion of my category. I have to really narrow that category down. Mayors of Yorkville who were elected in that year. So I did take first place in that year. 2 years running, actually. It wasn't fast, though. But I did finish. And I did have a few people accuse me of cheating, too, believe it or not. I did. So, excellent. Tim, thank you very much. Now we are to item one. We have a resolution authorizing membership in the Illinois Emergency Management Mutual Aid System, IEMMS, and approval in an intergovernmental mutual aid system agreement. I'm looking for a motion in a second. I heard, was it Funkhauser? Okay. And Soling. Jim, do you want to explain this briefly, please?
Absolutely. This is a formalized agreement with the Illinois Emergency Management Mutual Aid System, IEMIS, to provide shared resources to include staffing and equipment if and when requested and available by the agency. All any agency that has signed up and has completed the intergovernmental agreement is eligible to participate.
Questions, comments? Roll call.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornels?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Next, I'm looking for a motion for 2024-84. A resolution approving an IGA between Yorkville Community Unit School District 115. See, they're talking about school here, take some notes. And the United City of Yorkville for security camera access. Kids, be good, because we're going to be able to get your security camera information if you're not. Okay, is there a motion and a second?
No move.
Second. See, they're all about that, too. Any discussion, Jim, anything?
I can explain it if you wish.
Just briefly.
Okay. So this is a limited access agreement where we would have access to cameras inside and outside school district buildings. This does not encompass buses. The IP addresses and computers that we utilize here at the police department will be registered with the school district. And anybody who logs into the system, there is an audit trail. Only certain people in our organization have access to the camera system as authorized by me.
Questions? Roll call.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornels?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Item number three. Thank you. I'm looking for a motion to approve Michael Crouch to the PZC for a term ending May of 2027.
Second.
Second by Koch. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornels?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Make sure to read that next one.
Oh, yeah. I got to read the next one, too, she says. Okay. Looking for a motion to approve the second annual payment for the Microsoft Enterprise Agreement, EA, for a total of $32,038.62, which is an increase of $670.54 from the previously approved amount of $26,368.08 due to added users.
So moved.
Transier?
Second.
Second by Plocher. Any discussion?
Just clarifying, this does include Microsoft user licenses, as the mayor said, but it's also for a Windows data center license in the amount of about $24,501 as well. So.
Data centers, that's a common theme tonight, apparently. Roll call.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornels?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. I'm just rolling down the list here. Ooh.
It's the resolution now. It's a two-parter. Motion.
Oh, that's a two-parter. I thought the next one was a two-parter.
There it is, also.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so now I'm looking for a motion to approve a resolution approving a license agreement for Windows servers and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
So moved.
Second. Koch, Soling, roll call.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornels?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, next, we are on the IEPA Public Water Supply Loan Program. So this is to help us fund the Lake Michigan Water through DuPage Water Commission. And this is for the IEPA loan. Rob, is like, how much, 20%, 30%?
The rate is 1.87.
No, I mean, what percent of the total is it, sorry?
Well, I'm not sure what percent of the total. I mean, we, that's WIFIA, we pay, they put 80% in, we have to pay the other 20%, so that This IEP loan will go towards that 20%.
Towards the 20%, okay. But it is a low interest loan, very low.
It is, yeah, 1.87%.
That's pretty dang good.
It is.
Yeah, we'll take that. Okay, so now I'm looking for an ordinance authorizing the United States of York, Fulton, Kendall County to borrow funds from the Public Water Supply Loan Program 2025 Water Main Replacement. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Second by Tarullis. Any discussion? Roll call.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornelius?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tarullis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Motion carries.
And Rob, I should ask you, when do you think we'll be closing on this IEPA loan?
Well, the first step in the process is to pass the authorizing ordinance, starts a 30-day petition period. There's some bidding that we have to do and things like that. So like June, it should be finalized, but we'll submit the paperwork to the IEPA and begin the review by the end of the year.
Nice. Okay. And 1.875, do you think by June we could make a little arbitrage on that? We might be able to earn more than 1.875, right?
Potentially.
Wow. Never saw that. Pass it sooner. Okay. What's that? Okay. Next, I'm looking for a motion to approve an ordinance authorizing the City of Yorkville to borrow funds from the Public Water Supply Loan for the North Receiving Station and Northwest Elevated Water Storage Tank.
So moved.
Second.
Soling and Transier. Are there any questions on this one? Roll call.
Cornelius.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Tarullis.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Excellent. Next, we have item 2024-88, a resolution approving AIA construction agreements for the new public works facility with RC Wegman. It is RC, right? RC.
RC.
Yeah, RC, like the cola. RC Cola. You're too young to know what RC Cola.
RC Cola, yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Like the cola. Okay. So anyway, I'm looking for a motion and a second.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, come on, you guys got to pay attention. I don't want to get you too sidetracked. Okay, Bart, I'm going to turn this over to you if you have anything you want to comment on.
Sure. There's a nice memo in the packet that explains all of the sections of the agreement.
I have a question. Who did the memo?
I did.
And you said it's a nice memo. Okay.
Oh,
I just
well, you know, got to pat myself on the back sometimes.
Just
you know?
Kind of pointing it out.
So it does explain term, fees, et cetera. The meat of the memo dives into what other towns are paying construction managers for different projects. And so I've included all that just for your reference. So RC Wegman did come in at 10% initially. We've negotiated that down to 9.5%. And really that encompasses four fees that some towns may or may not have depending on the scope of their project. An insurance fee of about 1%, which is kind of standard across the board. A bonding fee for a 1%, which is standard across the board. Site conditions, so that's everything from putting up fencing to bringing in a trailer to doing things on site with security, you know, everything physically with the actual construction. And there's an exhibit in the packet that shows what's included and what's not there. Was originally requested at 4.5% and is now down to 4%. And then the construction manager fee, which is kind of the catch-all. That's like the, you know, the profit margin and the fee basically for them, you know, running the entire job for us and bringing on a bunch of subcontractors. And that's 3.5%. So, you know, across the region, you know, we've seen construction manager fees as low as, you know, sub 2% to as high as 4.75%. So it really is how comfortable you are with the construction manager firm, you know, what they've done previously, how intense your job is, you know, what the scope is involved there. And it's really just a negotiation between us and the contractor as to what we think they're worth. So, you know, hopefully, you know, you bring on the proper firm, pay them a proper amount, that at the end of the project, you'll have money back from some of the allowances and contingencies. And overall, the project will hopefully be on time, under budget, and all those good things, saving us money on the back end. So definitely up for discussion. And if anybody has any questions about, you know, contract details or anything, happy to answer.
Questions or comments? Merrick, anything from you?
No.
Nope, I'm good.
Okay. Oh, yes, Mr. Coleman.
I talked with Bart this morning about, so these are just percentages until we get the actual bids back, and then we won't know the dollars. And then he explained to me that multiple individuals will be looking at those bids, RCYMN, our architect, and the city staff. So it was a question that I had, and I got a good answer.
So just to be clear, the next steps are to approve this contract, you know, do all the final legwork, basically to put the project out to bid, get those prices, you know, figure out what those are, then negotiate with RC Wegman over a guaranteed maximum pricing as part of a future contract amendment to this contract, and then we're off and running with construction.
Ken, you're right. Absolutely. We won't know until we get the final numbers. But let's be clear, the number is going to be in the range of $3.5 to $4 million, because yeah, the project's going to be $35 to $40 million. Although I was going to bring back next meeting, Ken, I want to up it to $65 million. Would you support that?
I would.
Thanks, John.
Okay. Other questions? Okay. Roll call, please.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Present.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Tarulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Cornels.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Very nice. Thank you. Appreciate everyone's support. I know staff does. We're very excited. And we're going to get the steel order real soon, right? We got to beat those tariffs. Careful what you wish for. Isn't that what they say, right? Okay. Next, we have the Public Works Committee report. I see nothing. Is there anything? Okay. How about the EDC report?
No report. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Public safety?
No report.
Admin?
No report.
Park board?
I just want to thank Mr. Mayor. I want to thank you to everyone that posted a flag for the Veterans Day flag in Ballard Town Square. That will be up through the rest of this week. And as well as I know it was in Parks Admin Weekly Report last Friday, but the old Sleezer playground equipment was installed in the Dominican Republic last week. Scott Sleezer was down there handling that. He got back safely, but I know he sent some pictures of the playground down there.
You didn't get yellow fever or anything like that?
Not yet.
That's good. That's awesome. That's twice we've been able to do that, right? Two different times we've been able to help?
Yes.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you, Tim. Planning and Zoning Commission, you have a meeting tomorrow?
Correct.
Okay. City Council report.
No report.
I do have executive session, sorry. City Clerk report?
No report.
Community and Liaison reports. Mr. Funkhauser.
Real brief. KenCom, we had our last board meeting a couple weeks ago reviewing the budget. It's a very solid budget. The fees that we have in there for us are stable. We're not going to see major increases, even though we're working through some pretty large projects. So new staff transitions that are in place are still moving on pretty nicely with the executive director. She's operating, so those types of plans are in place. But overall, the fund is in good shape for KenCom, which is promising. The other, CBB, we also are in a very good position for that organization. We just authorized a strategic plan. So a consulting firm was hired to go through. This is going to be actually about a 12-month process of which stakeholders will be interviewed. There's going to be a lot of interviews with different organizations. The actual membership of the organization has just increased to 12. So just brought on Geneva. Prior to that was, I just drew a blank on the other community, but we just brought in this, in the past 2 months, two new communities. So the organization is growing. That's actually a positive to us because while communities may not have hotels, they bring in their population. That's a benefit because we get the credit for those population counts, as well as, you know, someone like Geneva coming in, they have a $600,000 budget currently that they do for tourism. A portion of that is now going to be coming through the CBB based on the hotel tax in the agreement that we have with them. So between the strategic plan, the budget, we're doing very well with that organization and actually able to show what we are getting with our investment through some of our Datafy program information, that we are specifically targeting certain areas to bring people here, so we can actually show those metrics of how we're impacting our organizations locally. So it's moving very well. It's a far cry from what it was 10, 12 years ago.
That's good. And I have a question. This, would you say there's going to be a committee leading this charge? Are you by chance chairing the committee?
I am not chairing the strategic planning committee. I am not.
What? When you said a study and a committee, I'm like, it was probably your idea.
No, there is a committee in place. I am actually not even on the strategic planning.
That's, you probably don't need any more to do, right?
One too many committees already.
And for the citizens taking notes for maybe a class, KenCom is the 911 dispatch. Yorkville has one person who sits on that board, and it's Mr. Funkhauser, and he attends, I think, pretty much every meeting. So that's what he's talking about when he's talking about KenCom. So when you call 911, hopefully you never have to, but if you do, that's part of the board he sits on. Okay. Thank you. Staff reports.
No reports.
Mayor's report number two. Well, we did the building update, right?
Yes.
We did the water study update.
So?
We're spending a heck of a lot of money tonight. Ken, you going to sleep okay? You sure?
Yeah.
It's like leading up to the Michigan game. It's all tense and all that stuff.
Not this year.
Yeah, that's a good point. she said it. I didn't say it. Okay. Any additional business? Are there any citizen comments on anything else? Yeah. State of the Bears?
No.
Step to the microphone. State your name, please, for the record.
My name is Dave Hubert. I live in Ward 1. And after reading the minutes for the last month, a couple of meetings, there seemed to be a lot of new construction going on. All sounds like a good thing. But to the earlier point about the loan for the water infrastructure, I was under the impression there was going to be a 0% loan, but maybe it had an implication to how many people lived in Yorkville.
So, again, not a give and take, but I will respond. There are multiple loans we'll be acquiring. One is the IEPA loan, and as Rob said, that's 1.875. We will also be getting what's called a WIFIA loan, we hope, we believe so, through that we've been approved through the federal government, which is a low-interest loan, not as low as that. That one allows us to stretch the payments over 35-plus years, and then we will also have a portion that's funded through bond sales or cash on hand from the city, but none of that was ever discussed at 0%.
But no implications to populations of Yorkville. In other words, home rule 25,000 threshold has nothing to do with anything.
Yes, that does for the WIFIA loan. If we are over 25,000 population, we would be able to get a WIFIA loan potentially, but at a lesser percent. Because we're under 25,000, we're able to get a WIFIA loan for 80%.
So then I have to ask a question, special census. Is it on, going to impact this?
No, because we'll close the loan before that gets done.
All right.
I've asked that 100 times.
Well, I've asked it once.
Yeah, well, no, believe you me, I have the same concern.
I have one other question. Maybe it's not on your agenda, but I was hoping to hear whether the remediation efforts to drive down the percentage of lost water would be discussed in this meeting.
Not tonight, no. It's been, if you want information on that, we can have staff get you that, but that's not something we're discussing. Yeah. Sure. Thank you. We don't have too many people participate in our meeting, so. Well, we do. I shouldn't say we don't. Just not when they're not angry at us. Okay. Any other citizen comments on anything? So we do have executive session. And I'm sorry to say, students, you can't stick around for that. So you can wait till we're done But we won't be doing anything when we're done other than adjourning, so you can stick around and wait for us to adjourn, or you can just go have pizza or go home, whatever you're going to do. So, okay, I will be looking for a motion and a second to enter executive session for the purchase or lease of real property for the use of the public body. That's correct, right? That's the only thing.
Come on.
Yep. Second.
Second over here by Cornelius. Wow, the quiet ones. Ooh, they're coming in. Okay, a roll call, please.
Plocher.
Yeah.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Tarulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Cornelius.
Sure.
Coke.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Matt, I can just give you a call tomorrow with the updates from exec session.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Bart.
Okay, we're back in regular session. Is there a motion and a second to adjourn?
Yes.
Plocher, Funkhauser, all in favor?
Yes.
Okay, we are now adjourned.